Well, if it's nothing, how do you know that you realized it? That's a good question, right? You can't experience it because it's nothing there to experience. So how do you know that something happened? This is a good question, right? Did I realize the self? I sat down, I meditated. Did I realize the self? Well, there are ways of knowing. And one of them is the sense that you've stepped outside of time, form, and space. You just stepped out of the universe of time, form, and space, and now you're back in. And furthermore, that what you, when you stepped out of it, that was the reality, and now you're back in the unreality. So, what would an analogy be? An analogy would be like a movie. Some action movie. Action movies can really get you absorbed in the movie. You really, you know, you forget. You're sitting in a seat, you forget you're in a theater. You're watching the movie, and you're really, really wrapped up in it. So it's like sitting there, watching the movie, really, really wrapped up in it, going outside for a minute, and then coming back. That's an analogy of realizing the self. And when you come back, you're not quite so, you're not looking at it the same way. Because you stepped out for a minute, you have a different perspective on it, right? You're not quite as emotionally involved. You're saying, oh, those are actors up there. And then, you know, maybe after about 10 minutes, you start to get back into it, another 5 or 10, and you're totally wrapped up in it again. You forgot you stepped outside. But at the moment you came back inside the movie from stepping outside, you were aware you had stepped outside. You had a different perspective on the movie. You weren't so attached to it. The movie was going along, which is the fulfillment of karma. But you have a different perspective on it. So the idea is that what you, when you stepped out, that's your real nature. And this is a seeming. That's the perspective of Parashiva, that it's the reality. And there's no time, there's no form, there's no space, there's no cause. It's just there for you to claim. And as Gurudeva points out in his writings, that ability to realize Parashiva, or shall we be more precise, the regular realization of Parashiva is what brings jnana, brings wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? Does it come from simply worshipping Parameshvara? No, that's where devotion comes from. Not wisdom. Devotion is needed as a prerequisite to wisdom. Does wisdom come from sitting in the bliss of Satchidananda? No, it's blissful. It's much nicer than not being blissful. But it doesn't produce wisdom. Wisdom comes as the aftermath of the realization of Parashiva. So we do that enough times, we build up a little encyclopedia there of inner wisdom. Each time, come out of Parashiva, it's like have one more page in your encyclopedia of inner wisdom, so to speak.